Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Journey into Comics, a podcast about comic books, video games, movies, television, and everything nerd, with your hosts, Nate Phillips and Brandon Stone.
You're gonna see some serious shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Journey into Comics. It's episode 144. I'm your host, Nate. Today, joining me, as always, the Darth Vader to my Luke Skywalker, Brando!
Yeah, and we totally didn't, you know, just have to do that again.
Man, I did it with so much more energy the second time, though.
I think that happens every single time that we have to redo something. Because now you've already done it once, so it's like, I've rehearsed this part.
Yeah, it's weird. Typically, we don't have a great rehearsal, like, because you don't need to. Podcasting should just be two guys talking and have some sort of formula. Typically, we have a little bit of a rundown. Brando, today, circumstances, we do not have a rundown. We don't have any script for this show. We have no idea where this is going to take us. I know in our first attempt of this, we were talking about Star Wars. Hayden Christensen has been seen on set for episode 8. And I know you think that's pretty cool, right?
Oh yeah, man, that's rad. I'm really excited to see him get another crack at the character, because I really feel like that his portrayal of Anakin and his the overall perception that his portrayal was bad, that he doesn't own, that he shouldn't have to own all of that, that some of that blame should get also put on the director, who was George Lucas and creator of Star Wars, as well as, like, you know, as like the script. I mean, it's not like he had some of the best lines, you know, at all in those movies. So, like, being able to have to deliver those lines in a way that the director wants, because he is the director and he is the one driving everything forward and trying to get the performances that he wants out of the actors. Maybe, you know, maybe everyone is completely right, and maybe just Hayden just cannot do anything. I don't think it's true, though, because he's done some other stuff. And has done fairly well on that.
There was a movie, and we've already talked about this. This is this weird thing where we're recycling the shit we already said, so it's kind of mechanical animal. But he did this movie, Life is a House, before, I want to say, the Star Wars role, before he landed it. And it was really sad. It's about this dad and his son that don't get along. Dad gets cancer. They're putting a house together. It's traumatizing. Don't fucking watch it. But hinged on that, you think, man, if he would have been directed the right way, he had the opportunity, I think, to really act and turn it up to 11. I think one thing they missed is the nuance of him being really aggressive. I think the best Hayden Christensen in Anakin Skywalker are the aggressive moments. The whining moments are not cool. They don't resonate, man.
Well, I honestly feel like some of the best moments are when he's not, when he's showing emotion but doesn't actually have any dialogue. Like the moments where he's like looking out the window when he's pretty much making the decision. There's a scene, I want to say it's in episode 3, where he's looking out the window, and so is Padme, almost at like the exact same time. And he's like, he's got tears running down his face because he's pretty much making the decision to do what he's about to do. And he's so conflicted.
What the fuck? Hey, Brando.
What's up?
Did you just hear that?
Not really, no.
That's weird. Sarah, did you just hear something?
Yeah, it was like a firework, like right out there. Oh. So it scared me a lot.
Brando, we were just talking about this before we went on air, about the fireworks. I guess we just had a firework that just freaked me the hell out. You guys might hear that on the show, because it was a loud-ass boom, man. That's not very typical for Journey into Comics to be interrupted in this way, but it's fine, because we're just
so many trains, so many trucks, so many ambulances, so many sirens. Of our existence, but for, you know, we are definitely in the festive mood. We are in the pyromania capital of the world of Indiana, where you could just walk into, there's so many pop-up fireworks stores where you could just go in and buy explosives and just set them off in the middle of the street.
Yeah, there are.
It is absolutely ridiculous. I thought
it was thunder.
See, we had some thunder earlier, and we had some storms, kind of some scattered storms rolling in. Made me a little worried about doing the show that we were going to do, because I'm like, we're going to be on air, we're going to lose our call, and then it's going to just end up being this big cluster. Just like, do you remember like the last time we tried to do a big group gathering and we had issues with the internet connection?
Wasn't that with Wes?
Well, okay.
Oh, no. Besides, you know what? It was... I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the last time we attempted to do the comic club.
Yeah, which unfortunately...
With Watchmen.
Yeah, with Watchmen, which we only did half of it because it took us 3 hours to get that much into it.
That was a really difficult episode, bro.
And we've never finished it, unfortunately. And at this point, it's like, will we...
Brando, I actually have an interesting opportunity for us to finish this. Now, this is riffing, folks. This is something that we have not... This is a second appearance, if you will, of a character that's been off this show for a while, Brando. But sometime in late August, I want to say like August 19th or 18th or 17th or some shit, sometime in that like August mid-teens range... Shuddy Boy's going to be in Chicago and is actually coming here.
Really?
And I'm just saying, it would be pretty cool if we could find a way to get you here, if that would all work out. And if not, we could do a very different close quarters Skype call where, you know, it's he and I in a room together. That'd be different.
Let's see. So, like, around the... So, like, the middle of the month, I mean, obviously, I don't know my schedule, but...
Let me look at this text, because he just texted me a couple weeks ago. It threw me the fuck off, because I was like, no way. Okay, hold on. He'll be in Chicago 15th, 16th, and 17th of August.
That is, like, in the middle of the week. So... I might not be able to make it up there because I work during the week and that kind of thing. Totally. And so if I make it up there, I have to be able to make it back and with enough time to get enough sleep, because hitting 30 has hit me hard as far as needing enough sleep. I used to be able to roll with the punches and just, you know, lack of sleep, let's go, man, let's kick some ass. And now it's like, if I don't get the amount of sleep that I need, I am dragging ass.
Do you know what's weird that's happened to me since I turned 30, Brando, to talk on sleep and whatnot, is my body has these two functions where I'm either like, if I'm sitting in a chair, I'm overly tired, and I could fall asleep at a turn of a second if I'm sitting in a chair, for example. But then I could also sit in that chair, feel that tired, avoid it for a couple minutes, and then all of a sudden I'm in an insomniac mode, and I can't go to bed till like 4 in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you on half of that. If I get home from work, or if I'm sitting in the chair, and I'm not actively engaged with what I'm watching, like... You know, a lot of times we got something on for him, some Sesame Street or Moana. I'm out, dude. I am completely out. And I want to say it was earlier on this week. I got home, spent some time with the kid. You know, we had a busy week with E3 going on with the Game Addicts podcast, covering that for that podcast, watching all the conferences, trying to stay caught up, trying to read all the news, trying to do everything that we can. And I think it was like Wednesday, got home, was playing with him, and then I laid down on the couch. Big problem here. Okay. I was cool. And then I laid down and he goes, Wyatt goes, pillow. So he gives me a pillow, and then he gives me his big turtle pillow and puts that over me, and then gives me his blankets and his stuffed animal. And then he goes, nah, night. And then I pretended to be asleep.
Uh-oh.
Well, I pretended too hard.
Pretended yourself into really falling asleep.
Well, she had put on the Minion movie, and I really wasn't paying attention to it. And so he was running around and playing, and I was just laying there. And next thing I know, I'm waking up, and it's like an hour later. And he's getting done with dinner and getting ready, sort of maybe in like the next 45 minutes to an hour to be getting ready for bed. And I'm just like, wow. And I'm still laying there with the big pillow on top of me, by the way, with his blankets, and I'm still cuddling with his stuffed animal like I was pretending to be asleep. I'm like, totally just slept here like this.
You're like, damn, that's I sometimes napping disorients me because it like I wake up and I feel overtired and maybe a little headachy, and I'm not sure if I like am on Earth 1 or Earth 2. It's confusing. Brandon, you know what's funny? You dropped an Easter egg, by the way, just a couple seconds ago that was so clever and so sly, and we're going to be able to talk. I'm going to unpack this a little bit, but you said Moana.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie has greatly affected the Journey into Comics show for today.
It, in fact, did.
And it also ties in with what you were just saying about pretending to fall asleep a little too hard. We were supposed to do a different podcast today with the Black Suit of Death guys.
Yeah, dude. We were supposed to link up with Ben and Ed from the Black Suit of Death. Of course, they were on our show before. To help plug the Kickstarter for issue one that, of course, was successful. And then you actually have the comic that, you know, that we helped fund. And, of course, if you look in the back of the book, you know, you'll see Journey to Comics right in there and all the thank yous. And I finally got to read that. You lent that to me about a month ago and finally got a chance to sit down and read that, and it was a good read. But, yeah, you know, they're getting ready for issue two. They're right in the middle of the Kickstarter. They're about halfway to their goal, and they're like, yeah, let's come back and talk to you guys again about it. It seemed to, you know, really help and help get the word out for the Black Suit of Death, and I really enjoyed the premise. And so we had it all set up. We were going to do the show tonight. It's going to be great. I moved from my game room into my bedroom. I'm laying down in bed right now. I'm not pretending to be asleep, so I'm not asleep. At least I hope. But like, because when we do Skype, sometimes we have issues with the internet, which that's life. But I wanted to try and hardline it to help have a better steady connection if we're going to have three people on. So I moved everything in here, got everything set up, and we were waiting to get word. And it seems like our friend Ben fell asleep watching Moana.
Yeah, with one of his kids. And it's fine. Hashtag dad life. Totally.
Dude,
know what's up there,
I've
you know.
I've seen that movie so many times. So many times, Nate.
I've never seen it.
Dude, okay, so like that little thing that I sent with the little music notes in the chat in there.
Uh-huh.
Away, away, you've been asleep to find a podcast you were supposed to be on. It's a Disney movie. These songs get bedded in your head. I'm at work, dude, and all I can think about are these, like, you know, parasailing. That's not the right word, but these sailing, you know, Samoans looking for new islands, and just away, away. And it's in my head. I'm going, where did this come from? And then of course, you know, then The Rock just kind of comes in every once in a while and says, you're welcome. And then that starts. It's a very good movie, but once you've seen it 12 times, I kind of get why my mom probably doesn't have the same feeling for Batman 89 that I have.
But it's a really great movie, Mom, I'm telling you.
It is, but she's probably sick of it. She probably got sick of that movie and Turtles and all these other movies that I was watching at the time, Home Alone, whatever it was, watched it a million times and probably still rolled in laughter. And she's just like, I cannot watch these guys slip on micro machines anymore. I can't do it. But watching Moana, it is so easy. Watching something, see, because when you have a kid, they love the repetition. They love watching movies they love over and over again. So right now, Wyatt, that's like the only movie that captures his attention at all. Like, we've tried other movies, and it just hasn't really clicked yet. Like, Sesame Street will do it because there's so many different colorful characters. And then he's got the plushes, too, that we've got him, so, like, he can start identifying with these characters. But Moana has been the movie, and I think it's a mixture of just some of the characters and then the songs. And so we have it playing on rotation sometimes. Like, literally, I want to say there was one Sunday, my wife, Caitlin, played it 3 times.
Whoa.
And, well, because she likes it, you know, she likes it too. And I'm just like, I feel like a complete turd if I leave the room and go do something else, because I cannot watch this anymore. So I fell asleep.
Yeah. Well, you know, and with those guys, man, it's not a big deal. We love having them on. We just rescheduled it. It's fine. Those things happen. We're moving on. This is literally just going to be us riffing today. There are like 50 different topics we could talk about. We're probably going to get to a few here.
I told you about this off air. Adam West, of course, we haven't really, like, dude, the episode that went up after his death. You didn't go back and put anything in there?
I did not. I just wanted to attribute it to him because it was Batman talking about Gotham, the, you know, Batman without Batman and the passing of Adam West. Very sad. He was my first Batman. Of course, my favorite is Keaton, but the Adam West Batman 66, as we talked to Mark at Fiberglass Freaks about, very, very, very close part to my heart, and it was very sad to see that news.
Yeah, you had texted me that when I reached out to you last week, after I got in touch with you, after you had gone back up north, after seeing you down here. I was definitely really saddened. I knew that he was up there in age. I did not know that he was battling or had a battle with leukemia. But it, you know, it's definitely a loss, and I'm so excited to get to say that he got to play Batman one last time. He did finish his all of his voice work and recording for the next Batman animated film that they did. Of course, they did the first one that got released in November, I want to say it was, where they brought back the 1960s era Batman for like an animated feature. And this next one, the sequel, will be released sometime later on this year, entitled Batman vs. Two-Face. And will, of course, feature Adam West and his last portrayal of Batman. And, of course, Burt Ward returning as Robin. And will also feature William Shatner playing the role of Two-Face, making his first appearance in that era's universe of Batman.
Yeah, and it's actually going to touch on a color palette for the movie that's closer to what the original comics were. Because in the original comics, Two-Face was more green, and all the other iterations of him in live action and the other iterations of him in, let's say, animated series or, all the different animations that they've done of Two-Face, they've not really went with that green color. And I think, if I remember correctly, looking at the cover, it looks like the comic book iteration of Two-Face, but in 66 form.
Mm-hmm.
I just totally rambled there for a minute. But, yeah, man, very sad with Adam West. I will say it was pretty cool what L.A. did last night. Did you see?
I did. With the signal.
That was awesome. And the police chief said in his whole career, one of the only things he wanted to do that he never thought he would accomplish is to flick on a bat signal. And he got to do it for the ceremony.
That's cool.
So it was pretty cool. I don't know, man. This is it's only just beginning. You marked it, and I can't get those words out of my head, you know?
Yeah, you know, I definitely wanted to kind of touch on that because I read that news today about him getting to finish that, and I'm like, and I was so happy because I was worried that we were not going to get that last one, you know, that last animated feature with the Two-Face character that they announced. And so I'm very happy that he, in fact, did get to do that.
Yeah, man. I don't know where to go from here, Brando, but I just to kind of flip it around, keep it on the superhero flip tip here. I just want to say, coming out of E3, man, just to touch on Game Addicts podcast for a little bit. Shout out to you guys because I love that show. Honestly, Spider-Man stole it for me.
Same.
I mean, if you think back to Nerds of the Roundtable 1.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I said was a Spider-Man Arkham style game.
Yep.
Here it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know, like, dude. And it is there and done super well. I mean, you can definitely see the Arkham influence in there, but the gameplay flow with his little things that he does flows so fluidly with the action.
Man, some of the little things, that's the little details and how he's moving the webbing to, like, hang a bad guy up, or, you know, the real-time running up the crane, that was fucking sick. The cinematics of that were incredible.
Yeah, I did hear some complaint about, like, there being QuickTime events. I have no problem with QuickTime events as long as I feel sucked into what I'm doing. And, like, that seems so cinematic. Like, it's absolutely crazy with how big in a scope that they can make that. Whereas, like, you know, that they've done a lot of cool stuff with the movies, right? And they keep making, you know, bigger and better sequences, you know, for the movies and whatnot. But with this game, you're really only limited to your imagination.
Yeah. One thing I hope we don't have any confirmation on this yet. You know, it's weird because the game's still like a year out. Like, we weren't going to get it till 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to assume and hope that they put as much love into getting as many of the rogues in there as possible.
Yeah, I want to see a good number and enough to make sense. You know, it was kind of like when they did Arkham, like the first Arkham game. They didn't overflood it. You had a lot of cameos, but then you had a few that were like the big ones for that one, you know?
Yeah.
And then they expanded in City, and they had brought some others in. And then in Origins, you had a different kind of a set. And then in Night. So, like, they were able to cover a lot of ground by doing a lot of side stuff too. Like, some of the, like, they included like some of the rogues with some of the side stuff, like the Mad Hatter in the Arkham games. That they have that little Mad Hatter in Hush. They did the Hush thing and Deadshot, where like you, they're like, it has no impact on the main story whatsoever.
Yeah, it's just a side mission, but it's awesome because that's very much Batman.
Yeah.
Which the same can be said for Spidey. This game, too, the fluidity of him moving between the buildings is unmatched to anything that has been attempted before in any Spider-Man game.
This game looks like it's going to freaking rock. And I feel like this game is going to do what the Arkham games did for Batman, where it actually made you feel like you were Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's pretty radical. Now, also coming out of E3, to touch on this a little bit, Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
Yeah.
That looks cool. Fighting game. The cel shading is unreal.
Yeah, it looked really cool. Now, that was a 2D fighter style, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like that's not something that has really been done with Dragon Ball. in a long time. I want to say there was one on the 3DS most recently that kind of did it that way, but this is like full consoleized arcade, super combo-y, you know, the stuff that you'd see in like the King of Fighters and shit like that, and some of the Street Fighter games that came out, like the Alpha series.
Yeah, it looked really good. What were some of your really like happy moments? You know, I know you discussed on your guys' show in detail like some of the things you were happiest with, but like, what was just like, man, I'm so glad that finally is put to rest, that we are actually getting this thing, you know?
Well, I really felt like this year was sort of a overall meh E3. Not a whole lot of really interest me as far as hype. But I guess the easy answer would be some of the Nintendo stuff that got announced. Of course, Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I was so happy we got something for that. And a release date for this year. The new Yoshi and Kirby games look awesome. I like how Yoshi looks like it is a mix of like Yoshi's Story, Yoshi's Woolly World, and a little bit of Little Big Planet mixed in a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Kirby, that like the new Kirby coming to Switch looks freaking amazing with him combining powers and crap to make new power like new like comboed sets. That's awesome. And then of course like the announcement that they're working on a Switch RPG Pokemon game, the reveal that they announced Metroid Prime 4, and then later on they actually announced Metroid Samus Returns, which is like a redo or reimagining of Metroid 2 Return of Samus on the Game Boy. This is on the 3DS, and it's like, it's a 2D side scroller, but it's 3D. So it's like all 3D characters and models and everything, but it plays in a 2D format. So kind of like Mighty Number 9 looking a little bit, you know, like that gameplay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, like I really felt like Nintendo really brought it. I felt like Sony's was a good conference. I feel like the only like poor conference was Bethesda, because I really didn't feel like they had a really enough meat to have anything to like for a conference. But I felt like EA had a pretty solid conference. Ubisoft had a solid conference. Skull and Bones looks pretty cool, but I'm just not so much into multiplayer. And it seems like multiplayer is where everything is going nowadays, and I don't really care about multiplayer.
Dude, it's got to be about the single-person story. You got to captivate me with a good story. I don't give a damn. Like, yeah, okay, it's fun. I'm shooting other people. Woohoo! It's fun. But it's not what I want. Like, that's not what I have been a gamer my whole life for, you know?
I like to get lost in my games. I like to get immersed into the story of the games. I don't necessarily get into the role-playing of this is a virtual me shooting, doing stuff. Not really into that. So, like, I like the immersion. I like getting into the story, just like a book or a movie or something like that. We got the reveal, the official name of Project Scorpio for Xbox, the Xbox One X.
Acronyms to Xbox.
So we said it on the Game Addicts podcast, but did you catch us when we actually made the announcement for Hyperkin?
For what?
So you know what Hyperkin is, right? The company Hyperkin?
No.
Hyperkin, they're the ones that make like the Retron 5 and some of these like retro consoles that are like clone consoles and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know what those are.
So they're making a controller for Xbox.
Oh, I do remember you said this. They're making the Duke again.
They're making the Duke for the Xbox One and Windows PC.
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons why they're doing it, I feel, is because Microsoft announced backwards compatibility with original Xbox games.
That's cool.
So on the Xbox One, you'll be able to play OG Xbox, Xbox 360, and Xbox One games all on the same console.
It's like they've rotated in a full 360-degree circle, Brando.
I know. It's their all-in-one. Mm-hmm. And really, I mean, they're making the right moves, even if there's only a certain number of people who are really going to utilize it. I mean, for a collector, that's awesome. Because you're going to be able to play your OG Xbox games on this console going through HDMI, so they're going to instantly look better. They're going to hopefully play a little bit better, as far as like the system is going to be so powerful that's going to be running this, so that it's going to be able to run it better than the original hardware would.
Yeah, man, when you said the specs for that, the 16 teraflops.
And it's 12 gigabytes of DDR5 RAM, nine of which
oh,
gets used for the games. Yeah,
that's crazy.
This will be the most powerful console on the market, bar none. It is $500 though. It is fully 4K capable for games. It's gonna have 4K UHD Blu-ray playback. So yet another Xbox console that supports 4K Blu-rays. And no Sony console that does.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I am so disappointed with what eventually became the PS4 Pro. It really seems like they kind of like, this is what our next iteration half step of the console is going to be. And either someone at Microsoft got wind of it, or Microsoft decided to just put more effort into it. But basically, Microsoft announced what they were going to do last year, and Sony was already like shifting into like pre-production mode. They hadn't even announced it yet, so like they were sort of like caught with their pants down. So now, like the PS4 Pro, it doesn't even do full 4K gaming. It can't support 4K media. It supports 4K streaming, like Netflix and stuff like that. But the Xbox One S, not the X, the S, the one that's out now that just got dropped to $200, does not do 4K gaming, but it does support 4K Blu-rays.
Weird.
So literally, you can go out and buy an Xbox One S right now and have a 4K Blu-ray player.
That's 4K would only matter if I had a 4K TV though, right?
Yeah, I mean, but apparently what they're saying is that if you're like for the games that don't upgrade to 4K, like even like it improves the 1080p output of the original Xbox One for the X. I'm talking about the X again. So even the original like 1080p games are going to look better.
Damn, that's awesome. Yeah, it's like they just revitalized the idea of all these damn remakes. Like they did the Halo collection with or the Anniversary Edition or whatever the hell it was called with. They brought 1 and 2 on a disc for 360. Do you remember that?
Well, they had the Anniversary, which was the remake of 1. And then when they did the Master Chief Collection, they did the remake of 2. But now they have said they are not going to do an Anniversary version of 3. Because that would be this year.
It would be 10 years this year. September 25th.
And now you feel old.
I worked that fucking launch, man. I will never forget. That was the first midnight launch I worked. That was like real shit. And I worked the midnight till I think we probably worked till like 1:30 or 1:45 in the morning. We had spent all night after we closed prepping the shit, like because there were Legendary Edition, Collector's Edition, Regular Edition. regular edition guide, collector's edition guide, and then all the different fucking keychains and pins and buttons and shit. And we were just, you know, marking everything, and we got done with that shit. I went home. I played Halo 3 for like 3 hours, slept for 2 or 3 hours, got up at 7 and went right back to work to hard open the store, which hard opened at 7 because of how big the Halo 3 launch was. Ugh. It was incredible, though.
I just remember that that's when they launched Game Fuel.
Yeah.
For Mountain Dew.
That Game Fuel is delicious.
Yeah, and they still have it. They still have that original flavor. I have actually have an interesting story for anybody who has followed Mike and I over on the Game Addicts podcast.
Who I do.
So we did our Final Fantasy retrospective episode a few weeks ago, and this story goes back a ways. But so yesterday, after work, Mike goes, "What are you doing after work?" And I said, "I'm going home." He goes, "So are you going straight home?" And I said, "Well, I got to run by the store." He goes, "Can you run by Disc Replay?" And I said, "No." He goes, "Not even for a minute?" And I said, "No." Like, literally, what you're doing is that you're trying to get a crack addict who's trying to not smoke crack to go smoke crack with you.
Or at least walk in the crack house.
And basically, what it boils down to is, I'm telling him, "No, I cannot smoke crack. I'm trying to lay off the crack." And he goes, "Well, just watch me smoke it." Which doesn't work if you're an addict.
It does. I mean, you guys are the Game Addicts podcast.
It doesn't work. So my goal, okay, so when I went and traded stuff in to get Skies of Arcadia last week, he actually went in and traded in. He bought a PS2 lot and got an extra PS2 and some stuff. So he traded that stuff in and got, like, he got some money out of that. And so he went in with some extra cash to spend. And so my goal was to try and get him to spend his money, right? And so we walked around when we did our rounds, and they haven't really had much of new stuff in since, like, a week and a half ago as far as, like, standout stuff. And we do this thing, and nobody else does this here, but they have a little box behind the counter where they put Game Boy games in. And Game Boy Advance, you know, like your little small handheld cartridge stuff. And they have a case for that on the floor, but they don't put them all in there because they have overflow. You know, when that case starts getting a little empty, they'll put more of these in there. They'll have duplicates of a lot of certain ones. They don't move very fast, so they'll keep a lot of those off the side too. But what happens is that sometimes they'll get more handheld stuff traded in than what they have room to put in the case. So then it ends up in this box. So in this box, they have all these gems. They have all these great games just sitting in this box before they even put them out. So I asked him if he wanted to see the box, and he said no. And I said, "Why not?" He goes, "It's like..." Now he's fighting with me. He doesn't want to look at the box because he's afraid that he's going to spend all his money. And I'm like, "But you want to see the box." He goes, "I know I want to see the box. I just don't have time to see the box." I'm like, "But I'm here. I'll help you look through the box." And he's like, he goes, "Well, you don't have a lot of time either." I said, "Between the two of us, we can look through this box and get through it pretty quickly. I'll help you look through the box." So we get the box. Now, let's rewind about a year and a half. During this one time, we were hunting. We were both kind of competitively hunting. We do this kind of. More so when we're both looking for the same stuff. We're like the first person to see it, you know, gets it. And this was a time where I asked to see the box. and they gave us the box, and he scooted the box closer to him. And I'm, of course, going like, you know, come on, dick. And then he moves a few games and sees right on top a game that I am looking for and need to complete my GBA set for Final Fantasy, and that's Final Fantasy V. And he scoops it up and puts it in his pile, and I'm like, you dick, that's the one I need. He goes, well, I need it too. And I said, well, yeah, but I need it now.
Yeah.
Like, I need it to, like, that's the one I need. I have Dawn of Souls 1 and 2. You know, I have Tactics. I have 4. I have 6. I need 5. That's the last one I need. And he and I'm like, you need more than that. And he goes, yeah, but then I won't have to find this one. Like you've been having trouble finding them. Like, you son of a bitch. So I spent the rest of that day walking to the store with him, trying to convince him to buy other stuff so that way he wouldn't buy that. I was looking for stuff. I'm like, look, hey, look at this game. You know you want this game more than you want that game, right? He goes, no. I'm like, yeah, sure you do. Sure you do, because you don't need that as much as you need this.
Trying to get him to come off it.
Yeah, and he did not. And I spent the last year and a half looking for that freaking game, including going up to your neck of the woods, hoping they have that one game. Well, they had it yesterday. In that box, and I'm the one who found it.
Nice.
So, yeah, I now own Final Fantasy V, and I paid less for it than he did, and it was even marked down $1 cheaper than when it was priced.
That's radical. It's a deal.
So, like, I did a very enthusiastic happy dance right there in the middle of the store. Don't even care. At this point, I've already made a fool of myself. My reaction, and in fact, Nate, they had two of them in there, and one of them, like, the label was a little messed up, but they had a lot of good stuff in there, and I wish I had more money. I'm really on a strict no-buy mode.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is... I just heard a noise, and I don't know if that was a really loud, like, car that went by without a muffler. Insane amount of fireworks or thunder.
Weird. There are multiple things that could be.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, dude, they had a lot of stuff that I wanted. I'm on a pretty strict no-buy mode. I usually have to take stuff in. Thankfully, I had some money left over from when I took some stuff in, and then I bought Skies of Arcadia that I could cover for this. And I had barely just enough. So... Did you hear that?
I did hear that one. Holy shit. Damn.
I think those are fireworks.
Oh, okay.
Or a tank.
Or a tank.
I'm not quite sure, but I would go look, but we are in the middle of a podcast, and man, this comes first. Dude, they had the on Game Boy Advance, they had the Phantasy Star Collection, which is the first three Phantasy Stars. They had Pokemon Fire Red for a whopping $8.
Wow.
Trust me. I wanted it to, because I have Leaf Green, so I'm like, I need Fire Red. So, yeah, I got really, really, really mad and upset that I couldn't pick that up as well. But... and they had a so Mike found the Golden Sun games, and do you know what those are?
Yeah, there were Golden Sun games on. Were they only on handhelds?
I want to say so. Part of me says they had one on the Wii, but I don't think they did, because 1 and 2 were on the Game Boy Advance, and then the third one was on the DS.
Oh, gotcha.
So, Mike knew that he had one of them. He knew he didn't have the one on the DS, so he had one of them on the Game Boy Advance, but he didn't know which one he had, because he has not put all his games into his app yet.
It's So what did he get? Did he get it?
All right. So he couldn't remember which one he had.
Okay.
And I told him that I have two of them. I have one on the Game Boy Advance and I have one on the DS. And he couldn't remember which one he had. So he just went ahead and bought all three of them and took a gamble. And he was going to take the other one back, right? Or trade it back in. And so he asked me on message, he goes, which golden sun don't you have? So I walked back to the game room and I looked, and I know I had the DS one. And I looked and I thought I had the first golden sun, but it turns out I had the second one. And I said, I don't have the first one. He goes, you're in luck. That's my duplicate. So he gave me that one this morning. So now we both have a complete golden sun set.
Whoa.
I know, dude. Really good time, really good days for me completing a few sets. I was very happy.
Nah, I tell you, I just got a game on Wii U that came in, and I got it for a steal. I got a brand new sealed copy of Wii Fit U with the little tracker for $8.
Right on, man.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know until a couple last week, I didn't even know there was a Wii U version of Wii Fit.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck, I want that. I would like to upgrade to that. It's got more shit to do. I feel kind of burned down on the first one, which is really the second one, because there's Wii Fit, Wii Fit Plus, and Wii Fit Plus U. That sounded funny. I don't know why, but that was awesome.
I wonder if they're going to have a Switch version.
Switch U. Oh, wait.
No.
Wii Fit Switch Plus?
Wii,
I don't know.
Hold on. Did you just say Wii Fitch?
Wii Fitch. No, I did not, but that's great.
Wii Fish Plus.
Wii Fish Plus, yeah. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shop. Oh, man. Some of those old fishing games were kind of cool. I remember those back in the day.
Did you see the new fishing game they're coming out for on PSVR?
No. Oh, my God. Really?
Final Fantasy 15 Fishing.
What?
It's Final Fantasy 15, the four dudes. And
okay.
You wear a VR headset and you fish.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
That's totally what they, as developers, should be working on at the moment. That went over like a fart in church at the conference.
Do you guys love Final Fantasy? Yeah! Do you guys love fishing? Cricket.
Yeah, well, I mean, it means okay. How would you like to do both at the same time? Wearing a VR headset.
Everyone looks at each other. What the fuck is this?
Oh, man. I mean, you would think that since it was made by the Japanese, that instead of just fishing, they would want you to like get a harpoon and go whaling.
Oh, man.
Was that a little too insensitive? Was that?
On my end, it cut out. I was kind of playing it off because I know you're on the recording end.
You don't even know what I said.
I was just trying.
I love how we both do that, though. Like
sometimes you have to.
It's like I'm just gonna pretend like what you say was funny. I said, now wouldn't you think that this FF15 was made by the Japanese, that instead of fishing they would have you go whaling?
Oh.
So it was a little premature, a little off
off no, that was hilarious.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's awful, but it's hilarious.
You know what Wyatt calls waffles? Awfuls.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, like some days, like I'll get up in the morning because on days that I'm home, I'm up before Caitlin anyway, so I just let her sleep in and I'll get up with him. And then he goes, and then usually he's talking about something that he wants to eat. And so it's either offals or Tot-Tarts. Or
Pop-Tarts.
Or fishies. He does not get fishy crackers for breakfast. But that doesn't stop him from saying it. So just because, hey, daddy might give me fishies.
Depends on if you'll let it slide. Also depends on what time it is, I think, right?
Well, no, fishies are kind of like a snack after like later on in the day. We don't really do too many snacks or like in the morning. Usually, like, he eats breakfast and that's it until nap time, and then he drinks like some milk. He's off of bottles 100% now.
Cool.
We switched him completely to a sippy cup for like even for the milk. So he drinks his milk, and then I think he drinks like 8 ounces of milk, and then goes and takes a nap, and then he gets up, and he might have a snack in the afternoon. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't, but then it's like dinner time, and then he can run around play for a little bit for maybe like an hour, and then it's like another 8 ounces of milk, and then it's off to bed.
Nice.
Got a nice little schedule set out for him.
Have you tried to get him into any superhero films yet or anything? Mm-hmm. Like, try to put anything in front of him that you think he would grasp? Turtles or anything?
I have. There for a while, I was watching Dragon Ball Super, and like on Sunday mornings with him, because they would air on Toonami.
Radical.
And so he would watch it. I don't know how much he would even like be into it, but he would have to watch it because there was nothing else like to do except sit there and eat. But I don't even think he got into it. Right now, with how old he is, he's gonna be 2 in like a month. So like he's more into like very like stuff like Sesame Street really grasp him. Really bright colors, very loud and obnoxious characters. Singing songs are like very easy to sing songs. Repetition, stuff like that. He's into that. He is not quite yet into like recognizing like people yet. Like he now knows like Moana, right? Calls her Nana. And then and then the chicken, her little chicken that she travels with, her dumb, stupid little chicken, is called Hey Hey. So if he wants to watch Moana, he'll go, Nana, Hey Hey. And now he started singing the songs that are in that. Like he'll sing some of them, and most of them is just jumbled, and then he'll say a couple words. Like, we've discovered, okay, so very early on, when he was still a little baby, I would play Metallica to like soothe him in the car.
Awesome.
And then that stopped working. And then the only thing that would work was Baby Beluga.
Is that where they do like the little lullabies, but it's metal music?
No. Baby Beluga is like a song. It's Baby Beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild and you swim so free. You don't know that song?
No, I don't.
Heaven above you and the sea below and a little white whale on the go. Trust me, sang that song enough, I know the words. Dude, when you're driving in the car and he's screaming his head off, you'll find you'll do almost anything to get him to stop. That is the true definition of insanity. Is singing that song 7 times because we still have 10 minutes before we get home. It's like, we just got to get home. Get him home. So we just got to get home, and then we get out of the car, and then we won't have to be in the car while they're screaming. Anyway, so then so after Baby Beluga, it was the bad lip reading Star Wars songs. The Seagulls, he loved that song.
Me too.
And then it got to a point where, like, I had to play all three of them. Like, it would be Seagulls, Bushes of Love, and then the last one. I don't remember. I can't remember the name. Not the Future, I think. So he would want to hear those. But now Caitlin has started listening to the more recent Bruno Mars album.
Okay.
And there's a song in there called 24 Karat Magic.
Yeah, I've heard it.
He loves that song.
Oh.
And he sings along with it, and it's the cutest thing ever. Now, here's the thing. Listening to that song, okay? It's not the worst song I've ever heard, because it almost sounds kind of retro. If you listen to it, it sounds like he's making a song in the style of, like, what would it sound like if I made a song in the 80s, but I'm talking about stuff that's going on today.
Very Michael Jackson-y.
Yes, yes. That's the first thing that I thought of, and multiple of these songs that I've heard. It's like, he sounds like he is, like, the next iteration of Michael Jackson. Like, he isn't Michael Jackson. I mean, there's only one Michael Jackson, but he's trying, and he's getting close. I mean, as far as, like, he's nailing a lot of, like what you think Michael would be doing or would have done. But and so it's not the worst thing I've ever had to listen to, because I've listened to some really terrible shit in the car. When you have a significant other where your music tastes don't always meet in the middle, it doesn't always get in your favor when you're in the car and you lose control over the radio. So I've learned to tone out when needed.
Totally.
And I'm sure she's done the same for some of the stuff I want to listen to, but I think if I hear that Bruno Mars stuff a few more times, I'm probably going to get tired of it, but it's not too bad right now.
Yeah, not bad. Brando, you know, a new Walking Dead came out, and I can't wait to talk about it with you, and I'm going to actually say, hey, guys, we're not going to cover Walking Dead this week. I know we typically do, but it's a good issue, and I want Brandon to read it so I don't spoil it for him.
Well, yeah, I didn't read it. Number one, I was really busy with like, the E3 coverage, watching all that and following that. And then by the time that got done and I would have had time to read it the last couple of days, I completely forgot until we were lining up to an episode today. But I thought we were doing the Black Suit of Death. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. I got another week, then we'll just cover it next week. Well, shoot.
Well, yeah, we're going to get this all handled, dude. But, just as far as riffing, I don't know. It's a crazy time to be alive. Wrestling's interesting. We haven't done a journey into wrestling in a while.
You are correct.
But it's not been the best wrestling on earth. I would actually go so far as to say the last Raw was maybe one of the worst Raws I've ever seen. Just full-blown, fell flat, totally missed the mark.
Are you including the Joe Lesnar segment with that?
No, because that was the only part that was great, and they put that at the beginning. Put that at the fucking end. Hype it all night that those are going to, like, meet head-to-head. And then have it blow off at the end of the night. If doing that first, they killed anything else for having a chance.
But what if the show was going to suck anyway, and they just made you sit through all that suck? And then less people saw that awesome segment, because then they would have tuned out.
Well, I mean, I guess it was the NBA Finals last week. It was the final game of the Finals. last week, and they were competing against that. So maybe that's smart, but I don't know, man. It's just wrestling's kind of fallen flat with me lately here. I'm still watching as much as I can. I even watched some TNA last night while I was south visiting Dad, but that was that. I lost interest in that in like 45 seconds in.
When the Big Bad Booty Daddy came out?
I tuned in at like 7:12, so whatever the first segment was, I missed it. I came into like some over-the-top battle royal that some local Indian guy won, and then EC3 is now E-Sing-3, because he's had a spiritual awakening.
Well, they were in India, weren't they?
Yeah. Talk about cultural appropriation. Jesus, E-Sing white three. Guy pretending to be E-Sing-3.
Oh, God.
And then James Storm came out and attacked him. And I don't know, man. It's just fallen flat lately.
I did hear that Don West is going to announce at the pay-per-view at Slammiversary.
Oh, that's cool. Going kind of old school. 15th, right? This is the 15th one?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, man. That's something I was going to tell you or ask you, and I just... Oh, yeah. I was thinking, Brando, at some point, we need to plan... I want to do, like, a foodies barbecue event up here before the summer's out.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't have any details yet, so don't press me for them, because I don't know them right now. But I want to get with you and discuss how we do it, because it's difficult to have all you guys drive up. But if it was a consorted effort where you guys are all like, hey, we're going to all drive up and take a couple cars, then I think that could be really cool. We'd have poor boy come down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we could definitely try and make it work.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Me and the wife just started talking about how, like, this year we weren't going to have a birthday party for Wyatt.
Yeah.
But we've decided to do, like, a really small, close family gathering.
Yeah.
And so, it's, you know, she's like, yeah, you know, I told my mom that we handle the food. So I started racking my brain today. I'm like, what could we make for food that's going to feed, like, maybe like 10 people? That's going to not be too expensive, and that could be like that I can make. And I'm like, I'm making more pulled pork.
pulled pork. This shit's so tasty.
Oh, dude, it was so good last time I made it.
Yeah, man. That stuff was next level. That was one of those days where, like, my appetite was not super huge, so I was really sad because I wanted to eat more, but I didn't want to get sick, so I was just like, it's good. It's good. Oh, man, excuse me, folks. I keep yawning for some weird reason. Ugh.
And I'm the one laying down in bed.
I'm sitting up in a bright fucking room.
I have, like, a side table on, and I'm laying in bed with my eyes closed, just holding my microphone up to my mouth.
It's relaxing and kind of creepy.
a little of both. I did turn the air conditioner off, and it's starting to get warmed up in here. A little.
Starting to get cooking. Do you guys watch America's Got Talent?
No, I see some clips online, and that's about as far as I go.
Dude, I watch, and that shit is insane, man. People are crazy. I mean, I saw this guy, it was really hilarious the way they did it, because, you know, they film shit out of order, and then they edit it however the fuck they want to tell their narrative for the night or whatever. But they actually had two guys back-to-back that when you watch them back-to-back, they were actually back-to-back, because they were talking backstage together. And the one dude's like this comedian. He went up on stage and totally bombed. People were just like booing him, and it was awful. And you felt so bad. So he like walks off stage all sullen. And the guy who he had been talking to is, like, up next, and he just, like, looks like deer in the headlights because his friend just got murked out by the America's Got Talent crowd. And then he went and he fucking sang some song, but he did all these different cartoon voices to sing the song. Like Scooby and Kermit and Peter Griffin, and he also did Simon Cowell from America's Got Talent. That was pretty funny. I don't know, I watched that show for the magicians, and this year they haven't really had shit for magicians. Kind of frustrating.
I know they had the gal who lost her hearing at 18.
That was fucking incredible, dude. She just, like... So, I don't want to say her story is anywhere parallel to mine, because she had stuff, like, really go wrong. But the interesting thing is that I had an ear problem happen to me when I was 18. I'm now 30. She's now 30. But this chick, she just had an amazing voice. It was shocking. And then on the other one, the one this most recent episode this week, they had a girl who was flying home to see her family with a bunch of boarding school friends, and their plane crashed. And out of 109 people, only 2 survived, and this girl was one of them.
Yeah.
And she had, like, had been skin grafted and stuff because she was badly burned, you know?
Yeah.
And she sang insanely. Like, it gave me fucking chills. I was just like, whoa, that is talent beyond talent, because to have the kind of courage it would take somebody who has been through something as traumatic as that to be essentially judged in front of the whole world on national television, I mean, that takes balls, man, on a whole different level. And then to kill it like she did was just like, you're going places, you know? Ugh. I don't know, Brando. What time do we got on this episode right now? I'm not even keeping track very well.
We are at 1 hour and 6 minutes in.
Shit. Well, like I said, this is a weird episode because we didn't plan it. We don't have a rundown. We're just literally, like, sitting here kind of riffing together, just throwing topics into the air. Did you have anything, Brando?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess I could be a schmuck and ask you how you felt about the concert that we both attended last Friday.
Well, hold on. I do like how you sent me like a text like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, you just got that?
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't even know you were gone.
Oh, that's awesome. That means that what I did was really good. It worked really well.
I don't even know what we were talking about at that point.
You were actually telling the story of the cartridge in the box.
Ah.
At Disc Replay with Mike. And you finally got your F5 on the Game Boy Advance?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I heard the whole thing. I got really long headphones. So I just took the headphones into the bathroom. I asked folks while we were on air. But I snuck away. So good. I didn't want to allude to it anymore, Brandon. I was just like, fuck, let's just tell them. I don't care. So I set the iPad down, and then I, like, because the iPad was in the comic room, and then I stretched my headphone cable into the pisser. So I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, which was a blessing. And then I came back and just picked up like it was nothing, you know?
Yeah, I'm looking at, like, comicbook.com to see if there's anything, like, worth going on. Dragon Ball, here's how to make your own Super Saiyan name.
Well, I think I'm Super Saiyan Cucumber.
You cut out a little bad, but it sounded like you said cucumber.
No, I would be Super Saiyan Cucumber.
Oh, just cucumber.
come, but to be.
Okay, so.
Because.
Okay, so you take the last vegetable you ate minus the last two letters.
Correct.
I see. What was the last vegetable I ate? And actually, it was a carrot. I had some carrots last night with a roast. So, last two, if you remove the last two letters from carrot,
see, Super Saiyan car.
I am Super Saiyan car.
That's excellent.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, I don't know if there's really much, like, to talk about. Of course, we're just a few weeks away from Spider-Man Homecoming. So, you know, I'm excited for that. Wonder Woman has done very well for itself. So I'm very happy about that as well because, DC really needed that kind of movie. Of that magnitude to be able to, you know, pull it off and have a good run. Danny Elfman is scoring the Justice League.
It's pretty awesome.
So, hold on. You cut out really bad, so I don't know if what you said was awesome or awful.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying, because aw could go either way.
It could.
I saw that today. I mean, I really don't have much to add except for, like, it's not his first, you know, go around scoring a massive superhero franchise film, so.
Yep, not his first rodeo, man. I'm sure he'll do great.
Or his understudies will do great.
Also true. Danny Elfman's main understudy is, that guy's name. Sarah knows this guy. I can't think of his fucking name. Steve Bartek, maybe? Guy was in Oingo Boingo as well.
Right on.
I can't think. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, it was, by the way, I just want to mention, we haven't got to really talk about this, but it was awesome to see you last Friday, by the way.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it was awesome to just get to hang and not have to worry about, like, getting to, like we always hang out and we always are, like, we're so stressed about getting stuff done, about getting podcasts recorded, about getting videos done. And so, like, we're always, like, really busy when we do see each other. So the past two times that we've seen each other, we haven't done any of that. It's always been about, like, something. It's always been around something else. So while, like in May, it was the cookout. We went and just hung out. This time it was, you know, Walk Among Us playing. And, of course, you guys had a pretty, you know, eventful day as far as, like, the whole show and getting that ready to go. But really, like, seeing you guys play was great, you know. Always love seeing that. But just getting to sit back and chill out with you guys and just to spend time with you guys, because I don't get to do that as regular as I would want to.
Yeah, man, we got to eat at that awesome restaurant. What was it?
D.T. Kirby's.
D.T. Kirby's, yeah.
Totally knock it out of the park. Every time I've ate there, it's been great. You got the sweated out burger and we're not impressed with the heat.
I love the flavors. I thought it was a very tasty burger. I would absolutely order that again without question. However, when it says caution, it's going to make your nose run and all this to bring the thunder, and it didn't, and that's okay. Because like I said, at the end of the day, it was still a great, very flavorful burger, and that's all you can ask for, you know?
Yeah, you know, I was so relieved that everybody was satisfied with their food, because I definitely didn't want to steer you guys wrong. That place hadn't steered me wrong yet. And so I was very happy that you guys, after playing such an awesome set, were able to to get some fuel back in you for the ride back, and it hit all the right spots, it seems, for everybody.
Oh, it did. It was a long drive back because I was like, so just like, God, that food was delicious. Actually, I think I told V, I said, I need to eat that burger like now. It's so good. But next time I want to try what you had, that awesome, crazy concoction burger of epicness.
The grilled cheeseburger?
Yeah, grilled cheese for buns.
Yeah, dude. And what's awesome about it is that, so the first time I got it, it was just so overwhelming with how big the sandwich is that I didn't really notice that, number one, this is just a grilled cheese hamburger. There is no extra cheese on top of the burger itself because there's already plenty of cheese in it. But then I noticed that on the top grilled cheese sandwich, they put pepper jack in there.
Ooh.
So and then I don't think it was on the bottom. Maybe it was, but I want to say it was a different kind of cheese on the bottom. So then you had like this kind of dual cheese flavor going on in there as well. I actually did send you a picture of that, didn't I?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, V wanted you to put that on the Foodies Instagram.
I need to do that then, or I might get yelled at.
Yeah, well, I mean, she might have forgotten, but what did V get? I don't remember what she got at all.
Oh, she got a grilled cheese, like legit.
Oh, that had the bacon and everything on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sarah got like some sort of chicken thing.
Yeah, it was a grilled chicken sandwich.
You're cutting out so bad.
Damn it!
So bad, man.
I said I wasn't sure what Robin Lee got at the DT Kirby's.
I think Rob got a Reuben.
Robin.
Rob got a Robin, and I want to say that she got a pretty like a plain grilled cheese. She didn't really like go all out like V did.
Gotcha.
But yeah, dude. They also have those dogs, and I'm like. I've tried the Chicago dog the very first time I went in there, and it was the first time I've had a Chicago dog outside of Chicago that made me go, holy crap, this is close.
That's awesome.
I mean, it was pretty, pretty close. I mean, there's a lot of food to be had downtown. You know, from everything I hear, that Professor Joe's does have good food when their kitchen's open. Because they ended up closing.
And their music's not so loud?
We'll see. Apparently, that's what they do later on at night. They crank the music because they're a bar. I mean, me, I'm not into that. Being that loud. And you guys had just played a set of playing loud music, so you guys wanted to chill, man.
Yeah, man. I wanted to, like... It's weird. Typically after shows, like especially when we're like more close to home, we just come back to the house and don't turn TV or anything on and don't really like we'll converse about how the show went, but we're not like overly talkative. We just want to like mellow and like let the silence be prominent, you know?
Yeah.
So when we walked into that Professor Joe's or whatever and it was like, I was like, holy shit, that is too loud.
Well, like what was funny is that while your interpretation of that music was what it was, it was really just really loud little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Oh yeah, it was John Mellencamp, you're right. But so, it was really loud.
Oh man, I guess they have open mic nights there. So they have like people come in and play music and shit. I don't know where, because from what I saw, there was no room for that. But apparently they do that. But, you know, a lot of good food downtown. I got introduced to DT Kirby's, and I'm like, oh, so greasy, so awesome.
Oh, man.
See, now I'm getting hungry, and, like, I'm pretty sure that what I'm having for dinner is not going to amount anywhere. Dude, I want to make my own grilled cheese burger, though. Did you see, of course you saw it because I kept sending you pictures. I kept, like, bombarding you with pictures of what I made last week.
That looked good. It was like half sirloin, half bacon?
It was half sirloin, half bacon, or half ground sirloin, half bacon, and I made them into burger patties. I smoked the bacon on the grill, not enough to get it all the way done, and then I put it into a food processor for a couple pulses, mixed them up, made patties, put those back on the grill, and smoked the burgers. And then, towards the end, I put some olive oil and some salt and pepper on slices of onion. I put that over the fire, and I sauteed onions up that way.
Damn, it looked good.
Now, did I tell you about... Did I send you the picture about what happened after that?
I don't think so.
About what happened to my leg?
No.
I burnt the hell out of my leg.
I heard this story on Game Addicts a little bit.
I'll send you the picture. Because I took this picture probably earlier on in the week. Let me see if I can...
Ouch!
Now, how that happened was... When I smoke the meat, or when I do smoking on my grill, I have a pile of charcoal in there, and I light charcoal in a chimney, right? And then I put the lit charcoal on top of the unlit charcoal, and that slowly starts the other charcoal up to do a long smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd set that chimney far enough back. And when I poured the charcoal in, some of the charcoal went off to the side of the little rack in there that holds the charcoal and in between that and the grill. So I was like the side of the grill. So I was in there digging in there with like the tongs trying to get the lit charcoal that I lit, put that back on to the unlit charcoal. I backed right into the lit chimney.
Ouch.
Oh, buddy, I thought I got stabbed by a garden gnome. like, no joke. Like, I don't think I've ever screamed that loud over any sort of pain.
Now, when you scream, you didn't just holler. Did you say a word of choice like fuck or shit or goddamn it or what the fuck?
You know what? I think I just screamed so loud that the neighbors down the block heard me. It was so loud. And then I came inside and I was just cussing at myself so much. I had a contact of like probably under like a second on this thing. And I got a second degree burn. That actually kind of looks like a pea.
A little bit. It actually looks a lot like a pea, Brando. Which means it also can look like a D if you turn your phone upside down.
And actually, since, like, this has got to be the most weird episode of this show that anyone's ever listened to. We have, like, no plot. We have no, like this is, like, the most candid that we've ever been on the show about anything. Like, we're just talking.
Well, sometimes when life throws it your way, man, just got to say, all right, let's do this.
So that picture I sent you was taken on the 13th. Like 3 days ago.
Okay.
And here is now. The blister has actually burst.
Ouch.
So.
You're going to have a pea scar.
I know. It's going to suck. Oh, man. I think I sent it to Mike and he goes, well, that settles it. You are Peter Parker. And I said, I would totally abuse that every sense of that power. Absolutely no responsibility over here.
Yeah. Man, I have a flame burn on my arm, which a long time ago looked way worse than it does now. You can barely see the scar, but it was in the shape of, like, if you drew a flame, like the basic idea of what you think of when you draw a flame.
Mm-hmm.
It looked kind of like that. I got burnt by a steamer. And when I got burnt by the steamer, I thought it was smart to put, like, hand sanitizer on it to cool it off. But that just gave me chemical burns on top of my burn because it dried my burn out extremely. And that was painful. Hey, look, it's Sirens.
I know, man.
This episode brought to you by Sirens.
So, Carrie Fisher's report has come back.
Oh?
And the headline says, Carrie Fisher died from sleep apnea, other factors.
Oh.
She died from sleep apnea. I just had to add for the RAV4. As I start, I hate that. Died from sleep apnea and a combination of other factors, but investigations haven't been able to pinpoint exact cause of her death. Among the factors that contributed to her death was a buildup of fatty tissue along the walls of her arteries. The release states that the Star Wars actress showed signs of having taken multiple drugs, but investigators could not determine whether or not they contributed to her death.
Damn.
Yeah. Her brother was not surprised by the results, saying we're not enlightened. There's nothing about this that is enlightening, he said. I would tell you from my perspective that there's certainly no news that Carrie did drugs. Well, I mean.
Well, I didn't think she died of drug use. She had cleaned her act up quite substantially, you know.
When he said of his sister's heart condition, he said his sister's heart condition was probably worsened by her smoking habits as well as the medications that she took. If you want to know what killed her, it's all of it.
Yep.
So.
Damn. Well, shit, man. I don't really have much else left to say on this episode unless you got something else you want to bring to the table.
No, man. It's been a very, very, nonchalant episode that we did today. Very kind of quick, thrown together.
Live from your bedroom.
Live from my bedroom, where like I'm the only one in here. Amazon bought Whole Foods.
Yeah, I just saw that. $13.7 million.
I just saw a meme where it said like the name of the guy, which I assume is like Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Like it says, Alexa. Buy something from Whole Foods. Alexa, buying Whole Foods. Shit.
Oops.
Yeah, man, this has been a really cool laid-back episode. It's something that we really haven't done where it's been very, like, not planned. Let's just sit down and talk, and hopefully people stayed and listened. I mean, literally, this is just us rambling about our lives and what we're doing. Mixed in with a little bit of stuff that we cover.
Yeah, man. Honestly, we need more. I think we need more of these episodes. I've been thinking about it, and it's like there's a tiny part of me that wants to start another podcast for our network where I just bring people on and almost like as – guests, kind of like how Joe Rogan does.
Yeah.
Just to talk to people. I love that concept. I like talking to you, and that this is kind of today's format was kind of that. Like, let's just sit together and just talk about whatever comes to our crazy minds.
Right, like, man.
like there's a Bob Ross pop coming out.
Dude, I know, and like we want it. We
Metallica pops.
Dude, yes. But I do like how like all of like the three original members are like from like the early 90s, and then it's like Rob Trujillo.
Current Rob Trujillo.
Yeah. Which I mean, I understand why they don't do Jason or Cliff, because you know, that's there's a whole rights issue about their likeness and everything, and it's like it's the same reason with the Guitar Hero Metallica, why they had Rob, you know, in all the eras of the Metallica, because it's just that's just Rob, man. That's the current, you know, iteration of the band, and they don't want to like cross the streams or anything like that and make anybody mad.
No, you don't want to do that.
But how cool would it be to one day get a Cliff Burton pop?
Oh man, it would be incredible with the little Misfits tattoo and everything.
Yeah.
Ugh. Damn.
I like that how that's your awesome. New thing. You say that a lot now.
What?
Ugh.
Yeah, man. It's just sometimes you just don't know what to say. It's just like, ugh.
I like how you get like a little bit of like the of like the snore in there too. Ugh.
You have to. Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. Like I'm fucking Chewbacca. Ugh. Oh yeah. Anyways, brother. This was an awesome episode of Journey into Comics. As always, you can check us out on all of our different social media sites on Instagram, YouTube, Journey into Comics Podcast.podbean.com or Journey into Comics.podbean.com.
I don't even remember the name of the website.
What happened was I started to do the email, and then I for some reason I switched to the .com. You can email us at journeyintocomicspodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. You can get us on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Podbean, iTunes. That's pretty much where you can find us, folks. If you have any questions, like I said, email us, hit us up on all of our different social medias. As I've already said 50 million times today, I'm just going to keep saying it until you eventually decide to do it. That's going to do it for this week's episode. This is episode 144 of Journey into Comics, and I'm Nate.
I'm Brando.
We'll see you guys sometime, probably next week. Definitely next week, though. But maybe last week, too. And also the future weeks as well. Later.